Skunk and Badger by Amy Timberlake, performed by Michael Boatman. The first time Badger saw Skunk, he thought, "Puny," and shut the front door. Badger didn't normally shut the door on animals that knocked, but there was too much slick in this one's stripe, too much puff in his tail. Also, there'd been that grin, and the way he'd stuck out his paw, as if he'd been looking forward to meeting Badger for a long, long time. Badger knew what to make of that. He shut the door before the fellow got any ideas. "Not buying anything," he said through the keyhole. When the knocking continued, Badger added, "Ever." Then he drew the bolt, and the double bolt, and latched the chain. "Quartzite," Badger thought briskly as he padded back into his rock room. Aunt Lula's brownstone row house had not come with a rock room. Badger had made improvements. He had dragged out the sofa and cushy chairs. He'd boxed the books and board games. He'd closed up the fireplace. Then he'd pushed in his rock table and his stool and aligned his work light. Over the fireplace, he had hung his rock hammers and saws. His rock tumbler fit on the window seat. The bookshelves had been a good place for boxes of rocks and minerals. He'd shelved them alphabetically, with the most delicate specimens wrapped in tissue paper. In the fireplace, Badger had piled geodes in a pyramid. Artistic! Finally, Badger had shoved open the pocket doors, clearing a path into the kitchen for a pawful of dry cereal, and declared his rock room complete. Now Badger pulled his stool up to his rock table. He adjusted his work light. He picked up a magnifying glass with one paw and the quartzite with the other. Rap, 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 rap. The sound came from the front door. Badger stopped. It was that fellow again. Badger put down the magnifying glass and the quartzite and opened his calendar. No appointments, no fix-it animals. The yard sheep grazed the lawn on Saturday. In fact, today's calendar square contained an X. X meant important rock work. Of course, this being Aunt Lula's brownstone, Aunt Lula could stop by any time, but she would not knock. Aunt Lula had a key. Badger remembered how Aunt Lula had helped him out. 3 years ago, he had been a rock scientist without steady rock work or a good den to live in. The situation worsened until one day Aunt Lula offered her brownstone as a place for Badger to live. "Until you get back on your feet," said Aunt Lula, who was a pine marten and said everything quickly. Aunt Lula offered the brownstone for free.
"You are family, my nephew."
"Scientific funding, a long-term residency, a grant of time and space," Badger had thought.
Anyway, Aunt Lula almost never visited. She wrote letters. An image of the mail pail sitting on the desk in his bedroom flashed into Badger's mind. It contained two, if not three, unopened letters from Aunt Lula.